Good morning. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of December. Joining us this morning is noted CPA, Mr. Bill McCauley. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Deck shoes.
Deck shoes. Yeah, they're comfortable.
Hey. Yeah. All right. You going on a cruise?
Not as you would traditionally define it.
No, driving up and down the highway lost is not cruising. No,
I cruise from the house to work.
Yeah.
Cruise on back.
Yeah, put in cruise control. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I don't use cruise control on that trip. But
probably not in town, huh?
Yeah, no. No. When I go to Oregon, though, I might use a little cruise control.
I didn't realize it was set at that height. Speed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got to be careful on 199. Cruise control is not a good option in there.
Yeah.
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 At least in California. Not so bad in Oregon, actually.
No, but that stretch just south of Grants Pass is very...
You got to be careful.
Very alluring. You ready for our Why Do We Say It?
I am. I'm very
okay.
ready.
Why do we say that we haul someone over the coals?
I don't know, Brian. Why do we say
that? Why do we? If you threaten to haul someone over the coals, the object of your suspicion or wrath is in for real trouble. The tongue lashing is nothing compared to fearful ordeals faced by accused persons for many centuries. In the belief that God protects the innocent but permits the guilty to suffer, a trial often consisted of a physical test.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking like the witch trials and everything else.
Well, I'm thinking if I had to do a physical test now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, touch your toes. Uh-oh.
Here, let me sit down and I'll lift my foot. Nope, you can't get it all the way.
Frequently, a suspect was forced to walk barefoot over a bed of hot coals. Burns brought an automatic verdict of guilty. But anyone who passed the heat test without injury was judged to be innocent. Onlookers at such trials remembered it so vividly that its name attached to a severe test, even if fire was not involved.
Hmm.
Raking one over the coals would even be more challenging,
yeah,
huh?
That would be not nice.
No. No. That sounds like right up there with scourging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, scourging is awful.
Cat of nine tails. I mean, there's all kinds of neat examples.
Well, the cat of nine tails was a primary scourge weapon, right?
Yeah.
Or device.
Right, well, maybe, right.
Anyway, that was awful. Just awful.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, ho.
Oh, it's December.
Yes, it is. I don't know how that happened, but I think the thermometer is showing that it's December. And I think the attitude is, you know, we've been seeing outbreaks of gnomes all over the place, so I think that that's also an indicator something funny is going on.
Yeah, it's the time, isn't it?
Yeah, boy. Hey, we've been promised discussions a couple months ago about these refunds, redistribution checks, spending down the surplus, setting up a hole for next year, however you want to interpret this thing from the all-knowing, all-seeing governor. Is that happening?
Yes. So in, I want to say August, the California settled on trying to get some money back to taxpayers and it was the initial focus was on the high price of gas and the gas tax actually went up.
Yeah, hasn't that been interesting the last few weeks, huh?
And so what the idea was, at least at some of the initial discussions, was that the state of California would try to do something to let vehicle operators get a bit of a break because the price of gas is really, really high, and obviously the tax is going along with it. And so originally the discussion was related to some kind of specific relief related to the gas tax, but it kind of morphed into something, you know, somewhat different.
As opposed to being murfed?
Right.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law. Murphy has a bed.
Yeah. Murphy's kind of well set.
Yeah.
We'll find out how come when we come back. It's 8:19.
Murphy. Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the, what is it called officially? It's not a refund, is it?
It's called the middle class tax relief or middle class tax refunds. And so it's from the state of California. And so, you know, as we were speaking before the break, the concept was that there would be try to do something for the out of control fuel costs
a little offset, yeah,
and the impact that it was having on taxpayers, plus a recognition that California was profiting from it. There was some suggestions from one side of the aisle in California that could be done by lowering the tax rate. That didn't the side of the aisle that made that suggestion has no control, and so that was an idea, and it was discussed, and it was dismissed, and so
by golly, that thing might not even sunset; it could be back for another year.
Right. And you know, the politics of it are interesting. I mean, if you think about it from the standpoint, if you're going to try to not collect a percentage of tax for a period of time, that does create put a burden on service station operators to collect the right amount of tax and have to reset their pumps to make sure. Anyway, so there's some consequence to that. And so what was ultimately decided, and again, there was as with everything, it became and is political. And from the standpoint that it was recognized by others, by some parties, that if it benefited everybody equally, then people who, quote unquote, don't need it would get the benefit from it. And so they kind of moved off the concept of doing some kind of a tax refund relative to the gas tax specifically, and moved it to another realm. And they've come up with this middle class tax relief. And what happens is you go back and look at your 2020 tax return, and if your income falls within, and California has those tax returns. If you haven't filed a 2020 tax return, you're not going to get a refund. But California would go back and use data from those tax returns to determine how much, if any, someone would be the particular taxpayers would be entitled to. And so what they've done is that there's the refund is higher in the lower income strata. And
percentage or raw dollar?
Both. It's a bigger number for both. And so from the standpoint that for California, what they've done is they've said, okay, we're going to go in and we're going to people in a lower strata are going to get a bigger refund, and it'll be phased out. And by the time incomes reach $500,000, there is no benefit. And so, but for you know, up to $500,000 income,
if
no kids, yeah, married couple might get $400. Okay, and so that was all fine, and so those refunds were started to be issued in October, right before the election. But they run into some issues in terms of rolling them out, and it's taking time. And so what's happening is that these refunds are either coming in the form of a direct deposit, so you might check your bank statement, or if somebody doesn't normally get a refund by direct deposit from the state, they may be coming via a debit card. And
really?
The debit card comes in an envelope, says middle class tax refund on it.
Well, and clearly
it comes from
labeled,
Omaha.
Huh?
So It does look a little funky when you get a California middle class tax refund in an envelope addressed from Omaha, Nebraska.
With franking from Sacramento?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know where it is.
A debit card instead of just being able to grind out checks.
Right.
How interesting.
And the interesting thing about the debit
tracking?
Card. Tracking? The debit card, it's an easier program, really, for the state to administer. And then what happens is somebody bids for the contract. Somebody apparently in Omaha got it. And then they send these out. And what happens is you can use the card as a debit card. You can go in and go to the grocery store and charge $50 on it. But after a certain number of uses, I don't remember if it's three, there's a fee. So my advice to you is if you get one of those, take the debit card to your bank and they can convert it to cash for you. Now, there's another issue.
And don't throw it away thinking that it's just a pure solicitation.
Right, we've gotten calls from people suspicious, and we've tried to train help our clients understand they need to be really suspicious of things, including things mailed to them, things emailed
to them. So that's a positive.
Phone calls, and so we're getting some phone calls from clients going, is this real? And indeed it is, but you do need to, you'll need to transact the card if you get the debit card. And one of the issues is that comes with this is that the letter that accompanies a card doesn't say how much is on the card.
Well,
so
that can be kind of dynamic, huh?
You'll get a card that it's charged up with money, but you can't tell how much that is. And normally that wouldn't be that big a deal, except that because the way California has structured this, even though they're calling it a tax refund, they're really saying it's more of a social benefit as opposed to a refund of income taxes that you paid before.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a misnomer in terms of how they're characterizing it, because we have to look to a different set of rules to determine, is that payment taxable?
Has that been determined at this point? Clearly.
No. Yes and no. Yes for California, no for federal. We don't know the answer for federal yet.
Oh, why should this one be any different than any of the others?
Hey, it's good fodder for a talk shop conversation.
Yeah. Okay, we'll continue when we come back. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Okay, I had this question before the break. This was not a prompted one.
Right.
You'd said with these refunds of whatever character or color they may be, that if it's a debit card, that there's no total indication. There's nothing that's there. If you're getting a direct deposit, obviously you see it. That's pretty straightforward. May not have a form, but at least you got the number.
Right.
For the folks who don't know what's in there, how do you know how to ask or what to get from them, or if they're trying to file it on their own, how do they? Normally, you want to have substantiation, right?
Right. So my suggestion to you is if you take your debit card to the bank and negotiate it.
Get a printout. Receipt.
Make a notation on, or get, have a deposit, you know, get some kind of receipt or acknowledgement for what that is so that you'll know the amount. And the reason you need to know the amount is California said for California tax purposes, it's not taxable income. With this type of a kind of a social benefit payment, For federal law, you look to a series of federal laws and case law to determine, is this payment going to be taxable for federal purposes?
But wouldn't it be double taxation? I mean, if you paid already and this is tax money.
But it's not a tax refund. They call it a tax refund, but it's not a refund of tax. It's a social benefit.
Is that more like?
Kind of like last year there was the Golden State payments that some taxpayers got. It's in the same. So that creates the problem, Brian, is that it's not necessarily a refund of taxes that I paid. It's a benefit payment the state is making to its population. And so then you have to determine, you know, is it taxable? And at this point, we don't know the answer. What California has said is it might be taxable for federal. If we issue you a payment for more than $600 or more,
consult your tax professional.
And if California said if we send you a payment for $600 or more, we're going to issue a 1099 miscellaneous.
Because that's the threshold for 1099s.
Right, and so it's a little disappointing that somebody at the state of California didn't bother to try to interact with the IRS and get an answer beforehand.
Prior, yeah.
And so right now, we don't know. But we do know that we're getting ready to send out stuff for our, you know, the packets that go to our clients where we ask questions of things we need to do their 2022 taxes. And we don't know if it's going to be taxable. So we're asking, we need to know the amount. Well, if the sheet of paper you got that came with your debit card doesn't say the amount, and you go to the bank and they give you $400 or whatever the number is, and they hand it to you, and you walk away and you don't write it down.
You're not going to remember.
It's going to be hard to remember.
And you don't have any kind of third person.
Now, theoretically, we can go back for the 2020 return and calculate what it should have been, and that should be the right number. Will it be? I don't know. So here's the other quirk in this thing. They're issuing payments. They started issuing payments in October. They're issuing payments right now. And the payments are going to run into January.
Oh, can't even hit the deadline, huh?
So here's an issue. You get a notice, I think it's undated, that says here's your middle class tax refund and your debit card. When did they issue it, Brian? I don't know. When did the taxpayer receive it? When is it taxable income? How are we going to figure it out necessarily when we don't know when the payment was sent?
Well, I would think that if
it received in January, it would be taken into account in the 2023
right.
tax return. If it's received in October, November, or December, it will be reconciled or addressed in the 2022 tax return.
So you would have, obviously, the stamp or the deposit date.
If you made a deposit, if you went in and took that card and say, okay, I want to deposit it so I make sure I have a good record,
right,
instead of taking the cash, but it's Christmas. Can you imagine if you get a debit card that you don't know what it is and they look at the debit card and they go, hey, this is $650. Well, that might help me get through my Christmas shopping, right? A certain segment of the population say, just give me the cash. But are they going to necessarily remember over in February, how much did you get?
Okay, are you ready for me to actually do...
I'm ready for whatever it is you're
whatever.
Going to do, Brian.
Put it on use your debit card with it. Put it in your account and have the debit card rather than taking the cash, which is 180 degrees from anything I would ever normally regularly
say. Well, if you use the debit card and leave it as a debit and use it as a debit, after a certain point, you get a fee every time you use
the
card.
Make the deposit instead of taking it in cash.
Yeah.
Have it put into your account so
right.
then you access
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that would be ideal as long as you remember that that's, you know, on December 5th, I went in and deposited my debit card, and I made the deposit, and I have a record that I remember.
When I'm doing the stuff for you, I print all that stuff off and cross-reference to checks and bills, and you're looking at me like I'm
not everybody
a little different than most.
Not everyone is as fully detailed as others.
Oh.
So
I thought you were going to say me. Well, somebody's out there really swinging in the wind then.
So the point is, I guess my point is,
leave a footprint somewhere.
Please leave a footprint because it may be important information. And unfortunately, the other side of it is it may be unimportant information. If the IRS comes in and says, "Oh, we're gonna agree this isn't taxable," then it'll be a moot point. As of now,
but you'll be ready.
We're preparing to ask the question so that we can at least try to do that. But I do think it's gonna be a little challenging for taxpayers who get a debit card to have a good record to know how much did they get.
Are any other states doing anything similar, or is this just a harebrained idea?
It's not a terrible idea. I mean,
no, refunding taxes is okay, right up just, there with not
it's
collecting
the,
them.
It's but the mechanics that create the problem.
Because this is a unique rather than something that a number of states are
doing. If they would
have
gone back and said, we're going to refund 0.25% of the tax that people paid in 2020, then it would be a tax refund from 2020. We'd know what that is, and we'd know how to take care of it if we knew the amount.
Sure.
But when you say it's not a tax refund, it's kind of a social benefit payment, then
variable
it gets into a different world in different amounts. And so, you know, we can go back and look at the 2020 returns and say, okay, this is what we think it is. But I'm also worried about the point with a client comes in and goes, and I say, when did you get it? They're bringing their stuff in March. When did you get this? Well, it was a month or two ago. Maybe 3 months ago. I'm not really sure. So if at all possible, make a note of when you got it and how much the amount was. It might make your life a little easier come tax time.
Or donate it to your favorite radio station. Not worry about it. Just treat it as a donation, and we'll let you know how much it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That may not work.
Probably not. Yeah. I'm not holding my breath on this one.
This is why we don't have you providing tax advice
on staff
to everyone. Yeah.
It's 844.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. So apparently my idea of donating to your favorite radio station got shot down with a blaze of glory.
I think it's a great idea, Brian. I wish you well with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably set up another line in here so that people can come directly and just do that efficiently quickly.
A buck and a half.
I have another little side story. I have a client who died in October. And the payment came in the mail in November. What the rules say is that the deceased client is entitled to it if it was issued before their death. I don't know when it was issued. There's no dates on any of it. So should this be deposited into the decedent's account or not? Anyway, these are quirky little things that, you know, we find interesting and everybody else rolls their eye at and says, I'm glad you do the taxes.
You know, money from the government is always of interest, I think, for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I would put it in and keep it set aside.
Well, that's the other thing is that the person could try to deposit it and say, okay, and just when the tax return's filed and they see the date of death. If the state of California comes back and says, hey, this is – but it's one of those things that could be – you know, when would the state of California figure that out? Would it be would it be a year and a half from now? Will the estate or the trust is closed? The money's been distributed.
Yeah. Go ahead. Send it to mom. Go ahead and see if you can get that payment.
Yeah. So anyway, interesting. There's just questions. And
do you like doing jigsaw puzzles?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of figured there would be in there.
I saw something. I was shopping with my wife over the weekend, and I went into a store, and they had this mat you can put your puzzle pieces on and roll it up.
Yeah, in theory, it rolls up. I've never had the guts to try that.
I wonder if it works because I mean, that's the problem with, that's one of the reasons I don't do puzzles very often is because you get it out and it's a mess. And it's like, oh, well, now we got this other thing going and we need the table or what, you know.
Oh, you need a puzzle room. That's all.
Yeah, my life's a puzzle, Brian.
I've got a couple of those, you know, those plastic tables you get.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of them laid out. I'm doing it's only a 3,000. But the level is off by about a quarter inch.
Yeah.
I didn't get two at the same time.
Yeah, it's you need a sheet of plywood.
To me, it's not the roll thing. It's, yeah, a mat that would be a single surface.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
Anyway.
And yeah.
I just wonder. So, I saw it and wondered. I actually picked it up, and then I put it back down.
Oh. Yeah, I don't. I would never have any faith in that.
Mm.
You know, I just get halfway through, and then it slips out the end.
So on the puzzle question, what do you do when you're done? Do you keep the edges in a plastic bag? Do you put the edges into a Ziploc?
No, I take a picture of it and put it back in the box.
My family does that. We put the edge pieces back
in a
Ziploc bag, so sandwich bag. So if you ever were to do the puzzle again, you don't have to go through and fish out all the edge pieces.
That's part of the fun.
Well,
I mean, okay, for the warped and strange.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't done that puzzle, have you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't like puzzles that have too much sky.
Or water.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I did one one time with all this rigging from a sailing ship.
Oh yeah.
It had sky behind it and rigging. Oh, yeah. Great.
I know I'm in trouble when I actually start looking for the configuration and the shape of the puzzle piece.
Indeed.
Not the color.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either that or it's time to go to bed, one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someday, though, I want to tackle the 6,000. There's a 6,000.
Oh, my.
It's 10 feet by 4 feet. Done.
Well, see, you're tall enough. You can make that work. Normal humans, right?
Yeah, yeah. You just have to be able to go all the way around the table. That's all. Oh, boy. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to all.
See everybody tomorrow.